This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah. As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Rasulillah. Asarahu Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala rahmatan wa ja'alahu hujjatan. وإماما وقدوة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So alhamdulillah, we are going to continue reading from the book that we've been going through. Alhamdulillah, إضاءة الدجنة في اعتقاد, and also there's a print في عقائد أهل السنة. You're going to find different نسخ with different titles. Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين. And we stopped at his statement, وَأَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَامِ لِمَنْ حَوَى جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ, meaning that the best and most virtuous pieces, peace and blessings be upon the one who was يُعْطَى, who was given جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِمِ, that the Prophet ﷺ was given the ability to speak small phrases like دَعْمَ يُرِيبُكَ that have like massive meaning, comprehensive meaning, صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We got to the 11th line,
yes, sir. No. And then he says, وَأَفْهَمَ الْحَقَّ ذَوِ الْأَذَانِ وَأَفْهَمَ الْخُصُومَ بِالْبُرْهَانِ, right? That the Prophet ﷺ can مُفْهِمًا, right? People were able to understand, people of intellect, the truth through him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah SWT, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِنَاسِ مَا نُزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ, صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَأَفْهَمَ الْخُصُومَ, and jadala al-khusuma, or to defeat his adversaries who argued with him, bil burhani, with proof. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah said, subhanallah, in his time, the qarn al-sabi, he said, people think that Islam, even in my age, spread be safe. But he said, subhanallah, abra tariq, like if you look historically, Islam spread bil barahim, or hujaj, like with proofs and evidences. وحظ كل الناس أن يقولوا شهادة تسكو بها العقول أو أقولوا. That the Prophet ﷺ, he encouraged people and he called them to say لا إله إلا الله, so that they would be able to purify their intellects, right? فمن أجاب نال خيرا جذلا, and whoever answered that call, إنا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فأمنا, like for example is mentioned in the Quran, right? They heard the call of the Prophet and they responded, then they reached khayr. Yeah. And that they were, you know, they asra ila khayr. Jaddala means to move quickly towards something. وَمَنْ أَبَى أَذَلَّهُ وَجَدَّلَ, right? And whoever أَبَى دَعْوَةَ سَيْدْنَ نَبِيَّ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ وَجَدَّلَ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ اللَّهُ مَالْحَقُ اَعْتَلَى مَعْ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَمَنْ تَلَى. So we explained all these. And that's when we reach the 11th verse. فتفضل يا شيخ اقرأ الأبيات أو البيت.
البعث في العلوم ذات كثرة وبعضها له مزيد الأثرة.
نعم, وبعد فالعلوم ذات كثرة وبعدها له مزيد الأثرة. What that means is, as we said before, Imam al-Ruhani, he mentioned like 40 Sahaba heard the Prophet say, Amma ba'd, khalas. But that's not what's in front of us now, is the meaning. Wa ba'du ay mahma yakun fal'ulumu. He means like ulum al-diniyya. Okay? That kathra, there's a lot of them, like so many. Okay? Wa ba'duha lahu mazidul athra. But there are some which you should prefer to others. There are some that are given preference because of their importance. So what makes the text of Al-Maqari really, really important is actually this first part of the book, because he organizes Islamic studies for people. And I talked to you yesterday about how, unfortunately, with the collapse of, when as Sunnis, right, our educational system for many years was tied to the hip of government. So when those governments collapsed, those educational systems collapsed. Unfortunately, we haven't really been able, except in a few places, to create independent, well-funded, like today, I was sitting with the university. One of their investments is $1.6 million. Like $1.6 million, like one investment. She told me that another investment is a investment vehicle that starts at $100 million. Like this is for a secular university. We still don't find like Islamic education financially supported in a way within the Sunni community that can guarantee its independence. So we see it being co-opted by people with money, like governments and foundational money and so on and so forth. So because of that collapse, along with that went like the Department of Education. So like in Egypt, do you know the first book printed in the 19th century in Egypt in the Wizarat al-Ta'lim wa Tarbiyah? Sharh ibn Aqil al-Alfiyah al-Dimyak. Like Sharh ibn Aqil al-Alfiyah is the first book printed for the Egyptian people. Like Egyptians in normal high school were learning Alfiyah. The senior year in high school, they learned Zamakhshari Asas al-Balagha. Because there were still remnants of that system. That system is not perfect either. I'm not saying like I'm not traditionalistic. I believe in like normalized, normative Islam. I think traditional Islam has become also co-opted into something else. But the point I'm making is like, without that independence, then you lose the organizational structure. And then you think about all this happened in the world, Industrial Revolution, World War I, occupation of Palestine, World War II, imperialism, the continued like impact. We cannot underestimate the impact of the war on terror on religious studies, right? ISIS killed scholars, man. Saddam killed scholars. Like everyone was killing ulama, right? So this has had like, now in Syria, like this has had an impact. The Hanabila in Palestine, this has had an impact on them. War has an impact. Destabilizations had an impact. And then you have the internet. So now it's like easy to achieve religious knowledge, but it's not organized. So that's what makes what Al-Maqari does in the beginning of this text really important, especially for people like ourselves who live in the West, right? I know when I first converted, trying to find knowledge and a system of knowledge, luckily I think it was easier for me then because I just had one teacher in my city. But I can only imagine if there were like internet and you know thousands of options, I probably would have not even gone to that person. But then you find people are confused between spectacle and exhibition. That's confused with actual learning. So I may be exposed to spectacle and exhibition, or I may be exposed to certain types of learning that aren't organized. But I'm not gonna come out like whole, man. Like there'll be khalal. So what Al-Maqari, when he says, you know, وَبَعْدُ فَالْعُلُومُ, right, that the ulum, the sciences, ذَاتَ كَثْرَةً, like there's a lot of them, وَبَعْدُهَا لَهُمْ مَزِيدُ الْأَثْرَةً, and some of them, they have a ziyada, they have a fadl over others. He's opening up to you something that had been there for many years. Al-Ghazali talks about it in a different way in the Ihya, but what he's trying to say is, there are things you need to focus on in the beginning. There are things that everyone should start with. And then the secondary issues can take place. So that's where we stopped, right? And we mentioned like the virtues of studying theology earlier in yesterday's class. But we stopped at these beautiful words of Imam al-Yusi. Imam al-Yusi al-Tunusi, who in his book Al-Qanun قال وأما العلوم الإسلامية فمنها المقصود لذاتي. So he begins now to Imam Al-Alusi, and others did it before him, he begins to talk about how do you prioritize knowledge, like what's important. So he says وأما العلوم الإسلامية, as for like religious studies, فَمِنْهَا الْمَقْصُودُ لِذَاتِي, There are those who within themselves are an objective. We have the same thing in fiqh, by the way. محرمات لذاتي والوسائل للمحرمات. Right? محرمات لذاتي are haram. الوسائل للمحرمات are makruh unless there is a cause for haram. Right? So this idea of maqasid and wasila is going to appear a lot in our tradition. Those things which in themselves are outcomes and goals, those things which are means. Okay? We have an axiom in Islamic law. Al-maqasid tuqaddim ala al-wasail. So like in the Maliki Madhab, if someone wakes up and they don't have time to make wudu and Fajr is going to go, they should make tayammum and pray. Why? Al-maqasid yuqaddim ala al-wasila. Right? So now the fatwa came from this principle, this concept. Maqasid wasail. Maqasid wasail. Now Imam al-Yusi, rahimuhullahu ta'ala, he's doing that, taqseem al-ulum, the designations of knowledge and the divisions of knowledge based on their importance. So he says, فَمِنْهَا الْمَقْصُودُ لِذَاتِهِ. Who, for example, aqidah, iman. Like that's something that I learn because it's a means to something immediately within itself. وَهُوَ الْأَصْلُ الدِّينِ يعني وَهُوَ لِأَصْلِ الدِّينِ وَفُرُوعِ يعني that you're going to find those things which are maqsood li that in the usul, meaning directly from Quran and Sunnah, and then the furu', things which scholars have had to negotiate. So what he means by usul here is aqidah and sharia. The clear issues of aqidah. Sharia meaning, for example, five times a day you should pray, fast a month of Ramadan. That's not fiqh, that's sharia. What he means by furu' are those issues, whether they touched on theology or they touched on practice, which scholars negotiated. That furu' al-deen. So the Shaykh, he says, لِنَّ الْفِقْهُ وَالْمَقْصُولُ بِذَاتُ. Why? Because if I don't know fiqh, how can I worship? Worship is an objective, right? So fiqh became the objective also. We have an axiom, مَا اقْتَرَبَ شَيْ يُعْتَى حُكْمُهُ. When something draws near to something else, it takes its ruling. So it may be secondary, but because it's so crucial to worship, it became. So he said, "Ahkam al-ahkam al-maqasid, ahkam wasailiha, aw hukmu maqsad, hukmu wasilatihi." Sometimes. So what he says, "Rahimuhullah, faminha al-maqsuru lidati." Right, there are certain types of knowledge which they themselves are the objective and the goal. That's like super important. وَهُوَ لِأَصْلِ الدِّينِ وَفُرُوعِ. And that touches on the foundations of religion and the issues where the scholars had to engage. So what do they mean by أَصْلُ? الْأَصْلُ مَا يُبْنَى عَلَيْهِ غَيْرُ. Right? So like the foundations of a house, the قَوَاعِدُ الْبَيْتِ تُبْنَى عَلَيْهَا أَشْيَاءَ. Okay? So for example, Tawheed. How many things are built on Tawheed? Everything. Fiqh. Why do I observe halal and haram? Because I believe Allah is Allah. Right? So, al-fiqh yubna ala al-tawheed. Tazkiyat al-nafs. Like, why would I stay away from the doubtful? Why am I avoiding evil? Because I believe in Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, tazkiyat al-nafs, al-tasawuf yubna ala tawheed. Hadha hu al-asl. But here's a question. If you stretch this farther, how far do I have to travel before I can join my prayers? Can you establish anything on that, or it's just there? هل لي أن أبنى على هذا شيء أو أبني على هذا شيء؟ لا يمكن. So that's a far. So when they use the word also, they mean those things that are universally found in the Quran and Sunnah, explicitly mentioned. And things are built on them. Hada asl. Okay? The far are those things which are extensions of the asl, but in general they don't calibrate things. You don't build things on them. They're not shamil. They're not umum. Okay? Some call it kulliyat juziyat. Right? So the Shaykh is saying, in the classical system of Islam, there was this taqseem of ilm, this designation of knowledge, based on number one, al-maqsoodun لذاتي, like توحيد. And that covers foundations and secondary issues. Foundations like in aqidah, not everything in aqidah is clear. For example, tawassul. Imam Ahmad said tawassul is the issue of fiqh. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he said we don't make takfir of anybody that does tawassul with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because this is an issue of fiqh. What he meant, far. Sayyidina Abu Amr al-Salah, he said اتفق العلماء على جواز التوصل. He came before them by like 700 years. You can see there's a change like in how people see things. And then Imam Ahmed came before him. The point I'm trying to say is they consider that farah. There was no takfir. Now Muslims, they make a takfir of each other, whether they do it or don't do it. They're dividing. Why are you dividing over the farayat? You should divide over the usul, not the found, not the secondary issues. Like in Sheikh, he said, there are types of secondary issues which are also important. What he means here is fiqh and those issues of ijtihad in aqidah, where you have to know, hey, there's different opinions. Okay, can the dead hear you? Can you read the Quran on the grave of the mayyit? These are issues that scholars differed over for years. Did the Prophet see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Isra wa Mi'raj, for example? The Sahaba, they differed over this. Sayyidah Aisha, Sayyidah Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhum. Also, in issues of amal, when the Prophet says, Sallu Asra inda Bani Qurayda, pray Asra at Bani Qurayda. Some of the Sahaba thought, oh yeah, the Prophet didn't know, alayhi salatu salam, that we're gonna be delayed, we're gonna get there after Maghrib, so we have to pray Asr. The other said, no, we're gonna obey the letter of the law, we're gonna pray Asr at Bani Qurayda. So some prayed Asr after Maghrib, some before. Hada farah. So the Shaykh, he's saying these issues of creed, which are foundational, and then those issues of creed that were negotiated, in general, you should know them, right? But specifically the foundational ones, like in Quran and Sunnah, right? Secondly, the issues of worship, which are foundational in Sharia, prayer, fasting, Hajj, and then those things which are secondary. How do you know that you need to know something which is secondary? It comes into your life. Like, you know, I'm going to go to Hajj and I have a skin disease. Can I apply this cream on me or not? That's a secondary issue. Now you need to know, right? See what he's saying? So the Shaykh, he says, very nice. وَأَمَّا الْعُلُومُ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةُ فَمِنْهَا الْمَقْصُولُ لِذَاتِهِ وَهُوَ لِأَصْلِ الدِّينِ وَفُرُوعِهِ وَهِيَ الْفِقْ. يعني فروع الفقه. فقه means اجتهاد. Okay? وَمِنْهُ ilmu al-mawarith. Another example is inheritance, right? Because it's something that people, they don't have to know it, but when the time comes, they need to either find someone who knows it, or they need to know it because it's a foundational issue. It's in Quran and Sunnah. Then he says, "Wa tasawwuf." That tasawwuf ilmu ihsan, wa tazkiyat to nafs. Okay, wa minha al-wasila. Then he says, "Wa min al-ulum al-wasila." So now he goes into the second designation. So the first designation is maqsoodun lidhati, right? It's a goal and it's an objective. The second, waminha, he says, faminha, waminha al-wasila. The second are those things which lead to the objectives. They're not going to take on the same importance as those things which are maqsood lidhati. A, iman, and what he means by maqsood lidhati, iman, fiqh, and the three answers of Jibreel. What's Islam, what's iman, what's ihsan? Okay, so he says, وَمِنْهَا الْوَسِيلَةُ كَالْعِلْمِ التَّفْسِيرِ وَعِلْمِ الْحَدِيثِ وَعِلْمِ الْحِسَابِ وَعِلْمِ الْمَوَاقِيتِ وَعُلُومِ الْأَوَائِلِ. So he said the second designation of knowledge with regards to its importance, Shaykh al-Ulaysh rahimahullah, al-Azhari, al-Maliki, he said, are those things which lead to objectives. Okay, like tafsir, like hadith, like math, like knowing how to establish time, because back then you didn't have, you know, it was art to know time. وعلوم الأوائل, يعني علوم الأوائل, منطق, logic, so on and so forth. Then he says, third, ومنها وسيلة الوسيلة. Those things which lead to those things which lead to objectives, right? So now the third, like if we're here, this is the objective. The second type is going to be directly connected to it. The third type we're talking about now, between objectives and it, is something else. Like qira'at. seven qira'at.
We don't tell people that you have to know seven qira'at. Yani. But it's going to lead back to the Qur'an, which is an asl. وَالْعِلْمُ الرَّسَمُ How to write رَسْمُ عُثْمَانِ Right? وَالْعِلْمُ الْعَرَبِيَّةِ We don't need to encourage people to learn Arabic in a way that it's like they're learning like the deeper components, the more complex components of Arabic. That wasila, wasila. So not only is this good for a student, it's good for who? For the teacher. What am I teaching people? How do you evaluate people now for Islamic studies? Right? Do you start with the usul or the furu? Start with the usul.
Of course.
And that's why he gave the hadith yesterday of the man who came to the Prophet and said, "Alimni gharaib al-ulum." Teach me like the strange, like the esoteric things of knowledge. And the Prophet says to him, like, what did you take from the Rasul ulum? Like, what did you learn from the foundation? فَإِنَّمَا أَحْكِمْ When you've learned those, then come back, I'll teach you غَرَائِبْ الْعُلُومِ And we mentioned the statement of the Sahaba, تَعْلَمْنَا الْإِيمَانَ قَبْلَ تَعْلَمْنَا الْقُرْآنَ فَتَعْلَمْنَا الْقُرْآنَ ثُمَّ تَعْلَمْنَا الْإِيمَانَ أو تَعْلَمْنَا الْإِيمَانَ ثُمَّ تَعْلَمْنَا الْقُرْآنَ فَزَادَنَا اللَّهُ إِيمَانًا Now, when people come into religious schools or religious education, their entry points, what is the strategy? Is it to tie their hearts to Allah, to make them love the ummah of the Prophet, to love khair, to be inspired, or to teach them how to hate other Muslims. هذا هو خطأ يعني. Or to divide the ummah of the Prophet. Constructive criticism is okay. Right? And even to be vehemently disagree with somebody is okay. Right? But the general good of the ummah should be, you know, when Sayyidina Harun Khashitu, you know, I was scared. You will say, Farakta Bani Israel, you divided Bani Israel. Why didn't you stop them? I was scared. You would say that I divided Bani Israel. So Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam in Surah Taha, he's scared even to be accused of dividing the community. Now, subhanAllah, people divide in the ummah like it's nothing. There's no sacredness to the unity of the Muslims. So the Sheikh says, Wal wasilatu lil wasila. كعلم القراءة والعلم الرسمي وعلم العربية بأنواعه وعلم المنطق والنحو وهي كلها على العموم على العموم إسلامية and all of these subjects are considered إسلامية right Islamic subjects بمعنى أنها تعطي في ملة الإسلام like they are all included or understood to be part of the faith of Islam أو أنها ينتفع بها في أو ينتفع بها في دين الإسلام or that you find benefit from those studies in relationship to the deen of Islam like math in Azhar before you had to take math why to know المواقيت to know the times of the day to know how to calculate zakat to know how to calculate miraat so it's math but it's being used to help and benefit what Deen. So he said, يُنْتَفَعُ بِهَا فِي دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ That's what he means. إِمَّا مُبَاشِرَةً أَوْ إِمَّا بِوَاسِطَةً Either explicitly or implicitly. Like math, for example. There's steps between it and the actual science. وَهِيَ أَيْضًا شَرِيعًا So you could tell like Islamophobes, man, you hate Sharia. Well, math was considered a Sharia science. It's just, you know.
وكذلك المشهور إطلاق الشريعة على المقصور لذاته وما قرب منها منه.
So he said like those things which are maqasid and those things which are wasila and wasila wasila, all of those generally can be considered sharia based sharia sciences. رحمه الله تعالى. And then he says something very important. Sheikh Al-Yusi. Wallahi, I wish this was in English. He says. رحمه الله والمهم منها ستة. What does that mean? والمهم منها ستة.
So of them six are most
important. What's the إعراب of ستة يا مولانا? Don't make it complex.
Yeah.
Make it easy. والمهم منها ستة.
مبتدا مؤخر
لا خبر
خبر
والمهم يعني ستة no problem So he says that there are six major sciences which are important for people to study. Right? So now he's giving people a map. Sheikh al-Ulaysh is unpacking the statement of Imam al-Maqari, rahimahullah, فَالْعُلُومُ ذَاتُ كَثْرَى وَبَعْدُهَا لَهُ مَزِيدُ الْأَثْرَى. Right? Sheikh al-Ulaysh, rahimahullah, is saying, look, after all that, and then he mentions this statement of Sheikh al-Yusi, sorry, here's the six subjects people should focus on. People who just want functional literacy. Right? We tend to tell people, I want to be a scholar. Those kids you teach, man, they're not worried about scholarship, man. They just want to have a heart close to Allah. Okay? But he's saying, these six are important for people to focus on. So if I want functional Islamic literacy, and that's why at Swiss, we focus on these. Number one, ilmi aw ilmu usul al-deen, theology. In ilmu usul al-deen, you can call it aqidah, ilmu iman, ilahiyat. We have a very important axiom, brothers, la mushahata bistilah. We don't argue about names. You can call it what you want to call it, man. Al-ibratu bil-ma'ani laysat bil-asma. We don't care about what you call something. What is concerning to the ulama is the name, is the meaning of the name. People argue over names. And one thing that you can appreciate from Al-Yusi is the depth and detail of our scholarship in the past. It wasn't like just like, they weren't just like, it wasn't just a issue. And embodied in all this is a relationship to human needs. So like ilmu usul al-deen, Allah says i'diluhu aqrabu litaqwa, be just. So standing up against oppressors, speaking out for the truth is related to ilmu usul al-deen. The secular Muslim mind has to separate political activism from aqidah. But the classical Muslim mind didn't have this problem. So sometimes people, in their impatience, they hear something and they think, oh, so they don't care about like human suffering. First of all, that's su'udhan bin nas. Like you have bad suspicion of people. But then secondly, that person, he himself or she herself, the mind has been colonized in a way where they separate aqidah from standing for the truth. Or Allah says, or tasawwuf from standing for the truth. Ya'diluhu aqrabu li taqwa. Right? Be just. That's closest to taqwa. Alhamdulillah, one person on here is making a comment, which is a good comment, but I would encourage people to have husnul dhanya, have a good suspicion. And if you've had bad experiences with other people, you don't project that onto like everyone else. That's a form of dhulm. But the sheikh is by no means saying neglect something. But at the same time also, if you have an activist or someone engaged who doesn't have knowledge of deen, like, for example, what ISIS did in slaughtering people, killing Muslims, raping people, enslaving people. So there is this passion without any type of foundational deen. So you have to have both, alhamdulillah. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمِنْ وَمْهِمْ مِنْهَا سِتَّةٌ. So ilmu usul al-deen. Usul al-deen means what we believe, and also, mashallah, how we act. Yeah, this person, subhanAllah, is really just taking an opportunity to hammer. He's like, we have like very, very serious ethical crisis, man. But I can also understand when you see scholars hanging out with Zionists and like, you know, kicking it with the people that are bombing Yemen. You know, we have to also be merciful to our brothers, alhamdulillah. So he says, وَالْمُهِمُّ مِنْهَا سِتَّةٌ. Right, the important one, ilmu usul al-deen, is theology, ilahiyat, al-nubuwat, wa-sam'iyat, right? Allah, prophets, and the unseen. Wa ilmu fiqh, how to worship. So again, the concern of the person, doesn't fiqh address oppression? Doesn't fiqh speak out to standing up for the truth? Of course, alhamdulillah. Wa ilmu tasawwuf, like how can I claim to have a clean heart if I'm witness? Like the Prophet said, there's a person that will be punished in the grave and he will be asked, like, he will ask, why am I being punished? And they will say, مَرَاتُ بِالْمَظْلُمْ فَلَمْ تَنْصُرْهُ. Right? You passed by someone that was being oppressed and you didn't help them. You didn't help them. وَعِمِ التَّفْسِيرِ. Right? Because we need to know how to read the Qur'an in the sense of understanding the Qur'an. وَعِمِ الْحَدِيثِ. Right? Some basic knowledge in hadith. وَعِلْمِ أُصُولِ الْفِقْهِ. you know, some basic knowledge of how, especially for the common person, about fatwa, that fatwa is not binding, how do you engage a scholar. So again, let's mention what Sheikh Al-Yusi says, وَالْمُهِمُّ مِنْهَا سِتَّةٌ عِلْمُ أُصُلِ الدِّينِ, right, عقيدة, عِلْمُ الفِقْهِ, how to worship, عِلْمُ التَّصَوُّفِ, أو تَزْكِيَةُ النَّفْسِ, how to clean our hearts, وَعِلْمُ التَّفْسِيرِ, how to understand the Qur'an and engage the Qur'an, وَعِلْمُ الْحَدِيثِ, how to understand hadith properly, وَعِلْمُ أُصُلِ الفِقْهِ, how to negotiate different components of fatwa, engagement, and so on and so forth. وَالْمُسْتَعَانُ بِهِ غَيْرُ ذَلِكَ, يعني, and those things which that person may need in their life, right? Things that will help them to accomplish those things. Then he gets into the wasila, but we just wanted to focus on those foundational six. Imam Al-Yusi rahimahullah. And then he mentions 14. It's in my book actually, but here, because we want to hurry. Then he says, وَنُوِعَتْ, يعني, read, can you read line 12, yeah, Sheikh Abd Rahim?
No. وَنُوِعَتْ
إِلَىٰ وَنُوِعَتْ
وَنُوِعَتْ إِلَىٰ اعتقادٍ وعمل وَالْأَوَّلُ الْكَلَامُ مُسْتَدْنِي الْأَمَلِ.
نعم. So he said, وَنُوِعَتْ أي العلوم, نُوِعَتْ العلوم, that they have been broken into different types. Okay, the ulum of Islam, the knowledge of Islam, have been divided into two. I talked about it earlier. I'tiqad and amal. Okay, i'tiqad classically is called al-usul. So in Azhar, kuliyat usul al-din. Right? Wal-amal, what it means by wa-amal, excuse me, is fiqh, furu'. Things that lead to, like, how we pray, how we act in certain situations. Okay? وَالْأُولَى الْكَلَامُ
وَالْأَوَّلُ الْكَلَامُ مُسْتَدْنِي الْأَمَلِ
وَالْأَوَّلُ الْكَلَامُ
مُسْتَدْنِي الْأَمَلِ.
And he says the first, this first i'tiqad is kalam. You know, we need to be careful because sometimes we see people saying like ilmu kalam, you know, a'udhu billah, ilmu kalam is bid'ah. This type of myopic understanding of the tradition is very problematic. It's like when you hear people say, you know, it's completely haram for Muslims to engage in politics because this is like khuruj an hukam. It's completely wrong for Muslims in Sudan, a'udhu billah, or in Yemen, or wherever they are, to stand up and demand what happened in Syria, for example, to stand up. These people are presenting only one side of the definition, and that's the bad side. Like, there's a difference between legitimate political. Imam al-Iji in al-Muwaqif, he said there is an ijma that if the Amir of the Muslims has failed to live up to his responsibilities, that they can rise up and try to, without leading to chaos, remove that person. قَالَ فَاجْمَعْ الْعُلَمَاءَ عَلَىٰ هَذَا. Okay? So obviously then there's two types of political activism. There's like the destructive sedition. And then you have those who follow liwa, Sayyidina Imam Hussein, right? Sayyidina Aisha and others, right? Abdullah bin Umar, the last thing he said as he was dying is, I wish I stood up against Hajjaj. I wish, and he was an old man, subhanAllah. The people of Medina rose up against Al-Hajjaj. These are the people of Medina, right? So obviously we're not gonna say that these people did khuruj an al-hukam. So there has to be two types then. So there's good, there's bad. The same thing with ilmu kalam. When we read classical scholars sometimes saying things about tasawwuf, ilm kalam, whatever, understand they're talking about it in the context of being negative, something bad, something wrong. Okay? So the Sheikh, he says, وَنُوِعَتْ إِلَىٰ اَعْتِقَادٍ وَعَمَلٍ فَالْأُولَىٰ الْكَلَامُ مُسْتَنِي الْأَمَلِ. Like the first thing that you should focus on is ilm kalam, the science of ma'rifah of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did the scholars call it ilmu kalam? Because this is very beautiful, especially when you see sometimes people attacking the Islamophobes and other kitha kitha. Wal kalam fi kitha kitha. So it's like really beautiful, right? Ilmu kalam. Alashan nas kan yatakalamun ala rabbihim. right? Because people would speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very beautiful, right? Others they called it ilmu kalam, because they used to say kalamun fi hadhihi al-mas'ala kid, like aqwa. Like a lot of people, they would say, well, the statement, the final statement is that. So it's very nice, mashallah, mashallah. خلاص, the next line, ya Sheikh.
وكل علم للمزية
اكتسب
فالفضل من معلومه له انتسب.
نعم, وكل علم للمزية تكتسب يا أخي, تكتسب. خلاص, meaning that the knowledge, right, every knowledge which is it has its different level of how hard you should work for it. كيف تكتسب في إتقانه وتحصيله, right? فلكل علم للمزية اكتسب, right? Every one of those sciences, right, you're going to have to put some work into it, okay? ففضل من معلومه له انتسب. And what he means here is there's an important axiom. We say فضل العلم مكتسب من شرف معلومه. So you can know the virtue of a knowledge by knowing what that knowledge is about. So if you want to focus on, and that's why they say ilmu usul al-din ashraf al-ulum. Why? Because ilmu usul al-din, ilmu al-kalam, ilmu al-tawheed, whatever you want to call it, aqidah, what is the subject matter of that?
Allah.
So that's why it's considered afdal al-ilm, right? The most virtuous of knowledges, right? Because we say sharaf al-ilm min sharaf ma'lumi. So then he says in the next line, ya Sheikh.
وَعَلَمُ أَصْلِ الدِّينِ
لا وَعِلْمُ
وَعِلْمُ أَصْلِ الدِّينِ مَشْهُورُ
الشَّرَفِ. حاول أن تنطق كل حرف وتعطيه حقه. You sometimes you do like اختلاص. وَعِلْمُ لا وَعِلْمُ أُصُولِ الدِّينِ مَشْهُورُ الشَّرَفِ. يعني هكذا. Okay, لا تسرع. Be easy, relax, no problem.
وعلم أصول الدين مشهور الشرف.
Wow, that's nice.
وخيره المنثور ما له طرف.
Nice. I hear Rajas too. مستفعل, مستفعل, مستفعل. Wow, very good, man. وكيف لا وهو.
وكيف لا وهو مفيد للورى.
نعم, وهو is a way to say وهو. فقراء أبو عمر, أبو عمر البصري, وهو على كل شيء قدير. وهو, so وهو because of the بحر and you رجز. وكيف لا وهو مفيد للورى علما بمن أنشأهم وصورا. طيب, so what he's doing now is he's talking about why the knowledge of usul al-din is important, is because the subject matter is Allah, His prophets, the angels. So he says, "Wa ilmu usul al-din mashhuru sharaf." Right, the knowledge of theology is something. Its greatness is well known. Its honor, the honor that's associated. Wa khayruhu al-manthuru ma lahu taraf, and the good that it brings, like it's clear and it has no ending. Yani ma lahu taraf, ma lahu nihaya. Okay, وكيف لا وهو مفيد للورى, and how could it not be, because it's going to bring benefit to الورى is مخلوقين, يعني to creation. وكيف لا وهو مفيد للورى علما بمن أنشأهم, because it brings to them the knowledge of علما من أنشأهم, ومن أنشأهم الله هو الذي أنشأكم. Right? وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. Right? So it's the knowledge of the one. أَنْشَأَهُمْ وَصَوَّرَهُمْ. Okay? So what he's saying here is like the most, because this is the subject matter of the book, right? So he's trying to encourage you. He's trying to like say, yeah, this is like the most important science. After talking about the designations of knowledge, مَزِيدَةُ الْأَثَرِ, right? مَقَاسِدْ وَسِيلَ وَسِيلَ وَسِيلَ. Now he goes into why studying theology is important. Because the object of what you study tells you the importance of the science. A فضل العلم في في أو شرف العلم في شرف إيه معلومي. So he's like just going about it in a nice way.
وعلم أصول الدين مشهور الشرف وخيره منثور ما له طرف. منثور أي منتشر. وكيف لا وهو مفيد للورى.
And how could it not be? Because it brings benefit to creation. علما, the knowledge of بمن أنشأهم, the one who created them. وسورى, and gave them their shapes and their forms. Meaning it's the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب يا شيخ, the next. So what he's doing now, it's going to come in a minute. He's alluding to something called Mabari al-Ashara.
No.
Mabari al-Ashara are 10 foundational things a student in the classical Muslim world should know before they go into a science. من رمى فنًا فليقدم أولًا. Whoever wants to master a science, يقدم أولًا علمًا. And then, it's this poem, subhanAllah. The علمًا بحدٍ ثم موضوعٍ تلا. Right? These 10 points called مبادئ. يعني the place you start from. Before I sit down and start to study a subject, classical scholars said there's 10 things you should know about every subject, so that when you go into the subject, it's easy for you. Mm-hmm. Like if you go into a neighborhood, and I'm like, that's the post office, that's the hospital, that's the halaq, yani the barbershop, that's the maqsada, the laundry. You know, I don't know the name, I didn't tell you the names of the people, I didn't tell you what kind of detergent they use.
Yeah, Latif.
Yes, salam, it's a strange day, man. Mm-hmm. But I gave you the general idea of the neighborhood. The idea of the Mabari Ashara, or the Mabari al-Ashara, is that you can formulate what's in front of you before you study. Someone that's... You want to check and make sure there's no major disaster happening?
I think it's just test.
So the idea of these Mabari were to allow someone to have tasawwur, right, to conceptualize the knowledge. Everything I'm talking to you about now, this is from our ancestors. The outcome of a post-colonial hangover is, and unfortunately, politically co-opted examples and stuff, is we don't think there's this kind of depth in our tradition. So we just think like, it's just like chaos. But what you're seeing now is a lot of depth and thought into what we'd say is the pedagogy of Islamic studies. So the Shaykh, he says, وَحُكْمُهُ
عَلَى الْبَرَايَ انْتَحَمَ
انْتَحَمَ, meaning wajiba.
No.
So,
انْحَتَمَ.
Yeah, what he means is the hukm. So from the 10, those 10 foundational points that someone should know before they go into a subject is the fadl. So what did he just talk about? The fadl of it, the thamara of it. He talked about the ta'rif, right? The tahdeed, ilmu kalam. And then also from those 10 is the hukm. So he says, وَحُكْمُهُ عَلَى الْبَرَايَ إِنْ حَتَمَ a wajib. إِنْ حَتَمَ means حَتْمٌ wajib, حَتْمٌ فَرْد. Okay. وَبِالنَّجَاةِ فَازَ مَنْ لَهُ انْتَمَى.
Quick question.
Yeah.
حُكْمُهُ عَلَى الْبَرَايَ إِنْ حَتَمَ. Is it the hukm of Allah or is it the obligation of this knowledge?
نفس الشيء. What do you mean حكم of Allah? قضاء.
قضاء, yes.
لا لا, هو حكم هذا العلم.
Okay.
Yeah. ما, because Allah ordered us. فعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله. فعلم. هذا, it's an order. You have to know. Okay. فالأمر يفيد الوجوب. So وحكمه أي حكم أصول الدين.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure because I thought he was describing the greatness of Allah.
Or وحكمه أي حكم الله. على البرايا, I mean ما حكمهم في كتابي ما أمرهم به. This doesn't mean قضاء and قدر.
Okay.
This means that, because again from the مبادئ 10, what is it, فرض عين, فرض كفاية, is it سنة, is it مكروه, is it حرام. What he's saying here is, after he talks about the virtues of it, logically he now is going to talk about, at the end of the day, whether you like the virtues or not, bro, you got to learn this. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. If we didn't use our mind, we wouldn't be here. So here حكم means
as
some people, everyone was at the elevator. They said that Sam was just telling people the building was closed at 8, you should leave. That it wasn't a fire alarm, or else these would have been flashing.
خلاص. وَبِالنَّجَاةِ فَازَ مَنْ لَهُ انْتَمَى. Right? And whoever, you know, wants to be successful in the hereafter, then let them focus on this. And this is going to be what takes them there.
لأنه بنوره ينقذ من ظلمة تقليل فنفعه ضمن فنفعه ضمن
sorry because this knowledge, the light of this knowledge is going to save that person from being astray. ظلمة التقليد, talk about this tomorrow. لا يجوز التقليد في الأصول لكن يجب في الفروع. فنفعه ضمن, and its benefit is شامل كامل. وكم به لعلماء ملة من كتب بالقصد مستقلة. And then he said, now he's going to allude to another thing. So number one is like its virtues and what it focuses on. Number two is its ruling, right? It's فرض عين. Number three is it's going to take someone out of being a blind follower in issues of creed. For us, Ahlul Sunnah, the majority of ulama said, in all of the schools, except for Imam Ibn Taymiyyah and some others, and some before him also, but the majority of Sunni ulama, rahimahumullah jami'an, they said it is not allowed to be muqallid in usul al-deen. Meaning, I can't follow you just because you told me God is God. I have to learn, I have to think, and I have to conclude for myself. So in the foundations of religion, and this again is a refutation of the Islamophobes, right? We don't believe you can blindly follow someone in issues of creed. You have to learn for yourself. So he said, "Min ظُلْمَةِ تَقْلِيدٍ فَنَفْعُهُ ضُمِنْ." Right? And then the benefits of theology are system. وَكَمْ بِهِ لِعُلِمَاءِ مِلَّةِ. And how many scholars of the Ummah, and now is another way to show his virtues, مِنْ كُتُبٍ بِالْقَسْتِ مُسْتَقِلَّةِ. How many scholars wrote books, independent texts, just on theology? Again, to show, like, obviously, if ulama wrote books about it and focused on it, then it must be important. Okay?
مَا بَيْنَ النَّثْرٍ وَالنَّظْمٍ يُهْتَصَرٍ.
Between prose and poetry, right? So they wrote, like, you find poems written about Usul al-Din, like this one. You find text written about Usul al-Din, like Risalat Abi Zil al-Qayrawani, the beginning, right? Again, to show you so many people focused on this. So he's saying, look, number one is the object of the knowledge is God. Number two is it's ruling, fard. Number three is it's going to take you from the darkness of taqlid to being an independent thinker. Number four is look how many scholars wrote about it. So he's like trying to inspire you by like, look at the virtues of the science, look at the virtues of the subject, okay?
مَا بَيْنَ النَّثْرٍ, even like in prose, وَالنَّظْمٍ, in poetry, يُهْتَصَرْ, so many, جَنَاهُ مِنْ مُطَوِّلٍ مُخْتَصَرْ,
and you're going to find them like long, very like detailed books, and you're going to find like short texts. What he's trying to say is like, everybody paid attention to it. So obviously if the ulama paid attention to something, pay attention to it, right? Unfortunately and sadly, I have to say, at least in the English-speaking Muslim world, very difficult to find in the English language a proper training in theology. It's taken people through like 4 or 5 years of text. Not necessarily because of the scholars, because people, they're busy with other things. It's true. Not important to them. Right?
وَإِنَّنِي مِلْتُ إِلَى اتِّبَاعِ لَهُمْ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ قَصِيرَ الْبَاعِ.
And he said, me, I'm trying to follow their footsteps, even though I'm deficient in this process. Like, that's out of his humility.
فَجِدْتُ فِي مَطَّبِ الْوَحِيدِ بِنُبْذَةٍ تَنْفَعُ فِي التَّوْحِيدِ.
So I've brought, you know, this small effort, this small singular effort that I hope will bring some benefit in فِي دَرْس التَّوْحِيدِ, in studying about the science of Tawheed. And of course, his explanations of humility are not real. It's just he's being a humble person.
سَمَيْتُهَا إِضَاءَةَ الدُّجْنَةَ لِكَوْنِ اِعْتِقَادَ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ.
Right, and I named it إِضَاءَةَ الدُّجْنَةَ. Right, you know, like the darkness has been removed of night. by the light of the moon. لكوني اعتقادي أهل السنة, because that's the job of عقيدة, is to remove doubts, to remove other things. And that's why most people say the name of the text is إضاءة الدجنة في اعتقادي أهل السنة, because that's what he said in the text. وذاك لما انحللت قائلا, and then tomorrow we'll talk about when he wrote this book. And then we'll finish, and then we'll go into what's called مبادئ العشرة. What are those 10 things I need to know before I jump into a subject?